This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Me, no question.
Choosing Us, coming up in our next hour. Looking forward to our conversation with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. We got a lot of ground to cover, we usually do, and always learn something about what's going on. And also going to ask him about the airport and its progress. Yesterday, we talked to the owner and founder of Blueberry Pharmacy. He's a pharmacist and founder of that company, to try to get a sense of, after the executive order signed by President Trump on his way to Saudi Arabia, he's giving the drug companies 30 days to check their pricing. And so I want to thank Dr. Kevin Wong for introducing us to our next guest. Robert Popovian is a clinical pharmacist, a health economist, and an expert in drug pricing and affordability access. So Robert, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So when you first heard this executive order was going to be signed, and now it is, I think all of us are wondering, okay, what's the economic impact for each family and individuals, and what will the drug companies do? How is this going to roll out, do you expect?
Well, we'll have to see how it rolls out, first of all, but it will have implications for everyone. It will have implications on the revenue model of the pharmaceutical industry. It will have implications on patients, because of if they are walking into a pharmacy and they have a deductible or they have no insurance, they may pay less. And it has significant implications for others within the whole, what we call the middlemen, specifically pharmacy benefit management companies, state Medicaid programs, state Medicare programs, so on and so forth, hospitals, physicians, pharmacies. So everybody's going to be impacted from a revenue standpoint. We will have to wait and see. Remember, the federal government has limited ways they can impact the pricing. They can impact the pricing specifically on Medicare, which they already can do through the Inflation Reduction Act, but they have very little way of impacting it on the commercial side. So it will definitely help seniors, but we'll have to see long-term what happens with the rest of us.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing from experts that I have tried to reach out to, it's the middlemen that's the real issue. Can you explain kind of how that works currently for a pharmacy? And who are these middlemen and women?
Middlemen and women, that's interesting. Yes, so you're absolutely correct. The data is very clear. In the brand sector, so branded medicines, whenever brand company sells a drug, let's say they make sell a drug for $100, they only book about 50 cents out of that, 50%. So they only make $50. So the other $50 goes somewhere else. Who that somewhere else is primarily the pharmacy benefit management companies and now the insurers, because they own each other. So there's four major pharmacy benefit management insurer conglomerations, or oligopolies, in the United States that control about 90% of the market. And that's CVS Health and CVS Caremark, OptumRx, United Healthcare, Cigna, Express Scripts, and Humana, which has its own pharmacy benefit management company. They get a lion's share of that $50 or that 50%. And the whole premise is that they get that money as a kickback to be to cover the medicine, whether they put it on a formulary, which is the different tiers. You know, if a lower tier patient pays less, higher tiers, they pay more. And they pass on some of those kickbacks back to either employers, the federal government, or the state government. The problem is that we don't know how much is collected in total and how much is passed back because of this oligopoly and the black box effect that is in place where nobody in the world knows how much is money is exchanged. We all think we know, but we don't. Federal government doesn't, neither does the state government nor any commercial employer and everybody else. So that's who the middleman is. And because of the way that they work, if you think about it, if they make 50% of the retail price of the medicine, that means it is to their benefit to have higher prices and better margins.
That's the problem right there. It just as a citizen, I'm going, there's one of the issues, is it encourages them to keep prices high, right?
Absolutely. And that's the one of the proposals that I've put out multiple times is that the services of these PBMs should be based on a flat fee, not a percentage. As soon as you do that, the incentive goes away for them just to cover higher price medicines because they provide better margins for them. So this rebate contracting, unless rebate contracting goes away, we're going to be circling the drain because we're going to keep enticing people to have higher prices in the marketplace.
Well, that said, before you go, you're a clinical pharmacist. What is the difference between a clinical pharmacist and a pharmacist?
Not much. I mean, what I do, most of my work was in academia and in hospital setting in infectious diseases. So it was primarily doing research. But the training is the same. It's just that we do a little bit of a different work than, let's say, a retail pharmacist who works with patients directly in the community setting.
Well, if you don't mind, Robert, may reach out again as this thing unfolds in the next 29 days now since the executive order was signed. We'll see where it takes us.
Absolutely. Anytime. And, you know, I work with the Pioneer Institute. We're doing a lot of work on this, and we are going to unveil a tool that's going to allow patients and anyone, policymakers, to see what is the implications of the previous administration's drug price control program, the Inflation Reduction Act. Just to let you know, patients are going to pay and ending up paying more money actually out of pocket because of that.
Robert, thank you. Safe travels, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Robert Popovian, who is a expert in drug pricing, spending, affordability, and access, as you heard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.